Well, our next performer is a fellow open mic host out at the King Hooper Mansion in Marblehead, where he hosts one Sunday a month with his wife, Angela Michelli. I'm speaking about Dan Zampino, who's a wonderful, wonderful writer, and I always enjoy what he does. He was over at our open mic last night in Concord, did a great job. Please welcome Dan Zampino.
Am I on? All right. I'm tall and I'm slithery. I must be a lawyer.
My son is a lawyer. I tell the joke anyway. My wife's son is a lawyer. So
okay. It runs in the family. It's sort of like it's like a sort of like an illness. But anyway, actually, I'm ready. This is a poem I do. I wrote this poem 3 years ago on Memorial Day, and I wrote it sitting in a bakery. I call it Sitting in a Bakery on Memorial Day. It was about I had an uncle who was killed in the Second World War in 1944. He was 19. And he was sort of the hope of the family in a way. It was an immigrant family from Italy, so. And I thought a lot about the experience of the Memorial Day sitting in that bakery because it seemed that people were extraordinarily indifferent to the wars that we have going on right now. We have two wars going on right now, come to think of it, and it's very tragic. So I wrote this poem in honor of my uncle and also in honor of the situation that we are currently in, and even with the new election, we still have those two wars. Sitting at a bakery on Memorial Day, the day set aside for the fallen dead, and I'm reminded of my mother, when I was a child, who used to visit the grave of her younger brother, a combat marine, killed in the Battle of Saipan when he was 19. Memorial Day, and she would lay a wreath of flowers at his Bronx resting place. There was no happiness, no sunlight when she relived the end of his life. What he might have been before he was felled by a sniper doing his sniper's work. When I was born, four years after he died, I had become the hope of what he wasn't. Now my mother is also buried, and I sit in a bakery on Memorial Day in a new century, and the president of these times, this is 2006, tells us there is an eternal war, a war without end. Again, soldiers are far away fighting, being felled by snipers doing their sniper's work. But it is different. In the bakery, people are everywhere smiling, indifferent. Indifferent to the tremor of faraway death. The president tells us to ignore it, since it might depress his popularity. There is, as we know it, no wartime economy. There are no victory gardens, no special reverence for injured veterans, appendages of the men and women they were when they left. No one knows why they are where they are, fighting. The president certainly doesn't, or else he'd tell us. Yet he assures us the war is eternal and that our enemies are in the shadows, mutating like HIV. He would rather we'd ignore the battlefield conflagrations and the parade of orphans, since his presidential mandate, which we demand of him, is to confabulate that children inside the bakery must continue to smile, their parents immersed in the sunlight of gratuity. The coffee is hot, the pastries are flush with sugar. It is all that matters. Speechmaking, a momentary presidential homage, commends that the bravery of war, but only at a distance, ignoring the inconvenience that the warrior's enterprise is to kill. Warriors, after all, are children of Cain. The sound of a bullet that felled my uncle several wars ago, I can still hear. Like a zip, followed by a gentle thud. It is as caustic as a half-crazed bird flying into a window. I never knew what he, my mother's brother, might have been. He died before I was born. Yet he will live after I die. I know this since it is Memorial Day, and I am sitting in a bakery where the coffee is hot and the children, flushed with sugar, are smiling. Thank you.
One more hand for Dan Zampino. That was wonderful.